You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. We heard a lot about hacktivism in the 2010s, mainly thanks to the group Anonymous, which infamously went after the Church of Scientology, websites that disallowed donations to WikiLeaks, the CIA, and then Anonymous sort of went dark for a few years around 2017. But now, with protests continuing across the country, Anonymous is back, taking down the website of the Minneapolis Police Department and acting as sort of a megaphone for on-the-ground protesters. M.R. Sauter is an assistant professor in the College of Information Studies at the University of Maryland and author of The Coming Swarm: DDoS Actions, Hacktivism, and Civil Disobedience on the Internet. I asked them why Anonymous reemerged now.
For a while, there were no activating events, but the murder of George Floyd and the widespread public protests against police violence and white supremacy have been an activating event for millions of people. Mm-hmm. And Anonymous is very similar. They're just another group of individuals who are being activated by actions and events that are happening outside of themselves.
What can we really point to? You know, like, how effective really is that? And I am not trying to draw the ire of Anonymous. They are effective in that way. They're super scary. But what do they, you know, what can they really do?
So this is the question of what effective activism is. What does effective mean? Anonymous has always been very good at creating highly mediated and highly media-friendly events. And by media-friendly, I mean that they're big, they're flashy, they're sort of easy to cover as an event. And they have a very salient sort of point of action. And so the downing of a website, that is a salient point of coverage. You can cover that as a news event. It's hard to cover white supremacy and systemic racism and violence as a story, but it's easy to say the website of the Minneapolis Police Department was brought down yesterday by a group action by an activist group. Here's the statement they put out for why they did it.
Mm. Can you describe for us some of the tactics that hacktivists use to either disrupt or take down a target?
Oh, there are so many. So DDoS, or distributed denial of service, is when a lot of computers target one server at once. Servers can only handle so much traffic. Servers can only handle so many requests. If they get too many, they will crash and produce a 404 or a 403 error. And when you are looking for that website, you will receive this connection timed out and we couldn't find what you were looking for, or your thing will just spin forever and ever and ever. There's actual hacking, offensive hacking, where you are actually sort of quote unquote breaking into a website and interacting with the code in a way that it was maybe not intended to by the person who originated that code. There's also other things like Google jacking, where you, through repeated requests, manipulate the Google search results of a given phrase to lead to website suggestions or automated suggestions that are funny or humorous or illuminating or ironic. And this has been done several times in the past.
M.R. Sauter is an assistant professor in the College of Information Studies at the University of Maryland. The updated version of Google jacking, it should be noted here, is kind of what K-pop fans are doing by flooding racist hashtags on Twitter with videos of the band BTS. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.